When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, let's see if we can help her figure out what she needs to do. Felicia says, hi, Ben and Kelly. I have a moral dilemma from Christmas shopping. Was wondering what you would do. I ordered a $50 present for my husband from a brand at Nordstrom. The gift came today. And when I unwrapped it, it had the right label with my name and the right item. Okay. But inside was a $450 purse.
Okay.
The devil on my shoulder tells me to forget about my item. Keep the purse. But the angel on the other shoulder tells me to call and tell them what happened.
Oh.
I don't want any bad karma. But it's also a really nice purse.
Okay.
Bye, Felicia. Had to. LOL.
So it's kind of a little Ben and Kelly court, right?
A little bit. Like, what are you going to go with? The devil or the angel on your shoulder? I mean, on one hand, she's got a good point. It was addressed to her. It did have the correct item on the packaging, but inside the packaging, wrong item. Better item. What do we do?
Yeah, maybe you just reorder the item for your husband.
And just keep your bonus $450 free purse? When you say it out loud,
I mean,
sounds bad, doesn't
I
it?
I mean, you know, I would, oh gosh, you know, I mean, it's, yes, if you believe in karma and, hey, putting good out into the world and what goes around comes around and things like that, maybe it's a, hey, I got a package and, it wasn't meant for me. And you know what? They might even say, you know what? Don't worry about it. Keep it. We'll send you what you need.
They could. You run the risk, though. We have three very different answers already on the text line. And Brittany says, if it was a small business, I would 100% call, let them know the mistake. For larger companies, I say, keep it. Move on. Enjoy the purse. Caitlin's all like, keep the purse. Another text, what if her husband ordered her that purse for Christmas and she just opened it?
Jennifer on Facebook said, I had something similar happen to me, and they replaced my items and told me to keep the items that were sent to me by mistake. So maybe an inconvenience fee for them just to let you keep the purse. So like I was kind of alluding to, you do run the risk if you say, hey, not what I ordered, but, you know, that they
say. But I really like it. It's really nice. But then they were like, okay, great. If you could, we'll send you a free return label. If you could just package that back up, send it back to us, we'll get you the right item right up to you. That's
yeah.
probably what they'll say.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I would say that's probably what will happen because most places, it's just too cost prohibitive to have you return the stuff because pay for shipping. A lot of times then they've got to receive it. You know, there's people in receiving and they got to go through it and see and inspect it and all that stuff and then reshelve it. And so it's almost like it's easier just to say, all right, that's our bad. Why don't you just do something? Why don't you just tell us what you needed or, and we'll make that up to you.
There are more and more people who are rolling in saying, are you sure husband didn't order that for you?
Oh,
like, do we verify that? And then you run the risk of ruining the what he thought was going to be a surprise for you.
Well, I mean, yes, sure, but
yes,
but maybe you know that's the small little like. I mean, he'll get over that at some point, I would imagine.
Well, and Stacey's rolling in with some practicality. Like, my only issue is, what in the heck are you going to do with a purse that's that expensive? I mean, is it waterproof? Do you have kids that are going to ruin it like mine? That's why I don't even own a purse.
Well, Stacey, there are a lot of people who have expensive purses.
Exactly.
I mean, I was going to say, that's not necessarily like a, like, what do you do with it? It's,
I know.
It's like, what do you do with a car that costs more than another car?
I feel like Stacey's all like, you know what? You can send it my way because I've never had
right,
a really nice
right,
purse.
Exactly.
I'd like to know what that's like.
502-795-1997 is our number. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this. Maybe a story of something similar happening to you.
Yes. Well, Brittany does point out if the husband did order it, why would he send it to her name?
True.
True statement.
True. All right, 502-795-1997. Basically, our listener Felicia received a purse, about a $450 purse, by mistake. It was addressed to her, but apparently the person packaging her item that she had actually ordered put the wrong thing in. And mistake. And now she's like, ooh, what do I do now? Do I keep it? Do I tell them? What do I do?
Or do I just enjoy this beautiful purse? It's way better than what I ordered.
Now, a lot of people are saying, hey, how do we just not know that she's already put good karma out in the world and this is the good karma coming back to her?
Oh, okay. So now we're just kind of looking at this like, let's just assume.
Let's assume.
Because I've been a nice person. I did something nice, that this is my payback. Like, thank you, universe. Thank
you. Yeah, you know, I was in the parking garage. We were going to see a show. There was a spot open, and I let the other person go.
And now I deserve a $450 purse for free? And now I deserve
a $450 purse. That's right.
Okay.
Now, someone did just text us kind of a screenshot. According to the Federal Trade Commission, if you receive goods that were shipped to you by mistake, you are not obligated to pay for them and can legally keep the items as long as they are clearly not marked as a free sample or promotional item. So you can treat them like a free gift and do not need to return them to the sender without their request to do so.
Okay, so we don't have to tell them?
I mean, if your name is on it and they send it to you by mistake, you just get back with them and say, hey, I didn't get what I ordered.
So the devil wins on your shoulder.
That's what I'm saying.
In the battle of the devil and the angels on your shoulder.
Yes.
Yep.
The devil wins.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Got a text from another listener. This just happened to me last week. Ordered a $100 bra. When I received it, there was an extra bra packed in the box.
Bonus.
It was coincidentally my daughter's size, not my size. I considered keeping it, but my conscience wouldn't let me do it. Messaged the company, told them what happened, asked what they wanted me to do with the extra one. They said, keep it. Give it to a friend. Donate it. Thanked me for my honesty.
Oh, wow.
And all bad karma now cleared from my daughter's new bra.
Okay, see there, Robinson, same thing. Girl, you know the right thing to do. Call them. You will never feel good about keeping it without telling them what happened.
Unless you can justify it by saying, I've already put good karma in the world.
Okay. And yes, and you're hiding behind it. It was addressed to me. It's not my fault they put the wrong thing in the packaging.
Right?
Not my fault. Not my fault. But a lot of people are saying my vote is call.
Mm.
Yeah, like Jenny, I had an extra item delivered with a Walmart order. They told me to keep it. It wasn't a fancy purse, but still, I don't think most companies want to fool with the hassle.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of saying earlier, it's going to be more hassle to get it back to them and them, like, get it in receiving and reshelve it or whatever than it is just to say, hey, look, keep it. Now, a lot of people are like, hey, if it's a small business, then maybe I'm taking it back to the small business. But if it's a larger corporation, like I think she said something from Nordstrom or whatever, then
yeah, they can absorb that. Absorb that kind of stuff. Now Stephanie said, I would call them and let them know karma's real. I was hit from behind once, small dents and scratches in the back of my new car. The cost for repair was $1,800. I didn't feel good about making her pay for it, so I let it go. 6 months later, my kid put a big dent in another person's car with my car door. I left a note. They called me. They did not pursue me fixing the dent. So that's kind of a little karma argument. And then Julie is rolling in saying, Christmas is about Jesus. Call them. They're most likely to go say, keep it.
So wait, are you saying Jesus would call Nordstrom and say?
Jesus would call Nordstrom. Yeah, that's what she's
Jesus
what
doesn't
Julie
know how to, no, he doesn't know how to use a telephone.
We're assuming if he was here, he would have figured it out.
He doesn't know how to use a telephone.
He turned water into wine. He can figure out how to make a phone call to Nordstrom.
Was it white or red? Do we know?
I thought it was red.
Hmm. Do we
anyway,
know if it was a
the
Merlot
point being,
or a Malbec?
Most people are saying to cleanse your karma, make the call. They'll probably let you keep it, keeping the fingers crossed.
All right. Hey, good luck with that. That's group therapy.